Welcome back to another episode of the God Reigns Sportscast. This is your host, Cody. I know I've been away for a while now. Lots of things going on. Sports were kind of dull. Now they're starting to pick up a little bit. We've got the NFL and college football among us, my brothers. So we're going to talk about some of those things today because lots of things are happening. And I got a bone to pick with Ryan Clark, an ex-Steeler, and we'll see why in just a little bit there. But just as a reminder, this podcast is the podcast where we talk about all sports except women's sports and NASCAR. Thankfully, we are not going to discuss any of those things tonight, but we are going to discuss the NFL. The NFL is back, and it is horrible this year. And I say that because my Steelers are 0-2, got blown out by the stupid cheating Patriots, and then lost a tough one at home with Seattle, and we lost more than just the game because Big Ben is out for the season. However, I'm pretty interested in seeing what Mason Rudolph could do. I loved the pick of Rudolph last year when they took him in the third round. I thought that was a steal for Mason Rudolph. I watched him in college destroy the CU Buffs, so I saw that happen. And ever since then, I was like, you know what? This guy is a stud. I want him on the Steelers. I didn't think they were going to take him, and they ended up getting him in the third round. I'm excited to see what he can do. He threw a couple of nice touchdowns to Vance McDonald in the game against Seattle, and so I'm excited to see that this week after a full week of preparation to see if maybe there's some life, maybe some a rejuvenation in the Steelers offense, because Big Ben looks like he's dead when he plays. Also in football news, we see that Daniel Jones has replaced that Frankenstein looking idiot Eli Manning in New York. Is it going to help the Giants? Nah, it won't help the Giants. It'll help Daniel Jones, and maybe they'll get some life back, but man alive, I've never seen somebody look more dead who's alive than Eli Manning. But it'll be interesting to see that also and how that plays out there. The Giants are terrible. The Dolphins are absolutely horrible, and that's to be expected, I guess. Let me ask this question. I want you guys to respond in the Facebook group or text me or something like that. And the next time I do a podcast episode, I will address it. But what is the biggest surprise to you this year in the NFL? What is the biggest surprise that has happened besides all this Antonio Brown drama? That's weird. He's a New England Patriot, caught his first touchdown. I hope he gets kicked out of the NFL soon. He probably won't because he's a Patriot. But that's kind of been a surprise. But what are some of the other things? You know what? That hasn't been a surprise, actually. I called that from the beginning, that he was going to end up with the Patriots. Yeah, and here he is with the Patriots. So what is it that you guys think is the biggest surprise of the season? Is it the absolute terrible play of the Miami Dolphins? I mean, they are tanking the season. It is no surprise that they're tanking the season. But they are so bad. I mean, when you lose by 43 and that's a good day, in the NFL, that's terrible. Like if you played peewee football and you had a stud team, maybe you could lose by 43. But in the NFL, how do you lose by 43 points? And that being the good day, I mean, you lose by 49 the week before. They are absolutely horrible, and they're trading away players. Players are calling their agents at the end of the game and saying, "Hey, trade me," which leads me into something else that we'll talk about in a little bit, and that is the Minka Fitzpatrick trade to Pittsburgh, which I absolutely love, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But what is the biggest surprise to you this season? Is it the play of Lamar Jackson? People are saying how great he is. I'm not buying it, and it's not just because of my absolute hatred for the Baltimore Ravens, although that has something to do with it, but that's not everything, because I just don't buy it. He sucked in college at throwing, and now he's here in the NFL, and they keep talking about how great he is. I don't know. I don't buy it. Maybe you do. Let me know if I'm wrong on that. Is it the play of Dak Prescott, who has been really impressive over the first two games? I know he's played the Giants and the Redskins. The Redskins aren't terrible, but they're also not that great. I'm excited to see the Cowboys play a better caliber of the team. But, you know, this week, that's not happening because they are playing the Miami Dolphins. My dad is scared that they're going to play down and lose to the Dolphins. I don't think that's possible unless they had a blind quarterback. Maybe then. Speaking of blind quarterbacks, Eli Manning, again, maybe this is the biggest surprise to you, that he is benched and Daniel Jones is now starting. I think we all kind of saw that coming. I feel like it was a token gesture to leave Eli Manning in at quarterback for the first two games and then subbing Daniel Jones in and out. I feel like that was kind of like, you know, you've been here a long time, Frankenstein, so we're going to leave you in for now. But eventually, okay, two games, you're benched. I feel like that was just a token gesture by the Giants. One of the guys at work was telling me, I think that ruined their season. I can't believe they did that and blah, blah, blah. And I'm sitting there thinking, man, have you ever watched Eli Manning throw the ball? Well, not ever, but have you watched him in the last 3 years throw the ball? That guy, yeah, everyone could see it coming, I think. But maybe you couldn't. Maybe that's a surprise to you. Maybe the whole Josh Rosen, Ryan Fitzpatrick debacle, not really. Maybe it's the Bills being 2-0. Maybe that's a surprise to you. That's a surprise to me. Josh Allen is playing at a very high level. I'm happy to see it. I have him on one of my fantasy teams. I like that guy. I hope that he's the real deal. We'll see. Time will tell. But right now, he's playing really well. Maybe it is the play of... that's not a surprise. I was going to say the Kansas City Chiefs, but... that's no surprise. Tell me, what is the surprise? Is it a surprise? I feel like the Saints aren't that good. I'm just going to say it. Even with Drew Brees at full strength, I don't feel like they're that good. And people think I'm crazy. I haven't thought that. I thought they weren't that good even the last couple of years when they made it deep into the playoffs, just because it seemed like almost every game they lucked out. And maybe that was something that defines a good team, is that they get more. The ball bounces there way more than other teams. I don't know. You tell me, but that was something that I felt like the Saints just aren't that good. And now with Drew Brees being out, I think they're really going to struggle. But anyways, that was one of the things that kind of surprised me in watching them. They're just boring. I don't know. I don't like the Saints. But anyways, what is it that you find to be the most surprising this year? Now, so far, this season is early. All right. Like I said a little bit ago, I alluded to and I just stated it, the Minka Fitzpatrick trade from the Dolphins to the Steelers. This was an excellent move by Kevin Colbert, who never makes moves ever. He sits on his hands and lets all these good free agents go. He never makes a move. But they saw the writing on the wall here, and they needed somebody like a Minka Fitzpatrick who can make plays. He's young. That's who they wanted last year in the draft in 2018, and they didn't get him because the Dolphins took him at 11, and they ended up settling for Terrell Edmonds, which the crowd was like, who the heck is Terrell Edmonds? But he's turning out to be a decent safety. Fitzpatrick is a fantastic safety. I'm very excited about this. And in doing this, the Steelers... they gave up a first rounder, which gives the Dolphins 3 first round picks next year, a fifth rounder, and a sixth rounder in 2021. In return, the Steelers get Minka Fitzpatrick, a fourth round pick in 2020, and a seventh rounder in 2021. So I feel like that was decent. I feel like this says a couple things about the Steelers this year in making their, presence felt in wheeling and dealing like they did. I think it was right because, and maybe you guys can hear the baby crying in the back. There's babies running around, but what they did is they gave away their first round pick for next year, which shows me that they are buying in to Mason Rudolph as either backup quarterback or quarterback, because they're saying, We are not going to use a first round pick next year on a quarterback. We will let that go. I'm buying into Mason Rudolph. I like him. I think he's good. I think he's going to do well. This injury to Big Ben, it looks like it could, it's season ending anyways. I've seen a couple articles where they said it's going to be very difficult for him to come back from. So it shows me that the Steelers are buying into Big Ben being able to return. It shows me that they're buying into Mason Rudolph as the guy, next. And it also shows me that they're putting a lot at stake in Minkah Fitzpatrick, and also that they're not tanking this season. After starting 0-2, Juju just said a minute ago, I was reading, don't sleep on us. Don't leave us yet. The season's young. We've got some things in play. I hope he's right. I don't know. I never believe a Mike Tomlin team, and just because him and Keith Butler make such stupid decisions in the game. But we'll see. We'll see. Now, one of the things... I'm sure you guys are all familiar with Ryan Clark. Ryan Clark won a Super Bowl with the Steelers. He is an ESPN analyst. And I guess Monday night during Scott Van Pelt's show, they asked Ryan Clark, ex-Steeler, ESPN analyst, they asked him what he thought of the Minkah Fitzpatrick trade with the Dolphins. He said this, and I'm reading this off of 247sports.com. He says this: I hate it, and I don't like the move. ESPN analyst Ryan Clark said during Monday night's Scott Van Pelt show, I don't like saying that we can't possibly get an impact player in the draft that can play the quarterback position. So are we sure that Mason Rudolph is the guy? Are they so sure that Ben Roethlisberger will be healthy? Are they one player away on defense? Is Minkah Fitzpatrick that guy or that player? This is a guy who didn't necessarily want to be a corner in Miami. He didn't play that position, and that's where they need help. Pittsburgh has two young safeties. For me, this is a move that was made in a situation where we're not very good on defense. There's a good player that's available, so let's go get him. They didn't look at the big picture where they are. This doesn't put them in the playoffs, but it does take away a huge pick in the future. Now, that sounds okay. What are you saying? That sounds like something that could be reasonable. If you look at it and say, yeah, you know, they do have Sean Davis and they do have Terrell Edmonds back there. Two young safeties. Sean Davis was what, 2017 when he was picked, and then, or even 2016, I can't remember. And then Terrell Edmonds was picked last year. So you would look at that and say, okay, yeah, they do have two young safeties. He makes this thing. Is Mason Rudolph the guy? Is Big Ben, are they for sure he's going to come back healthy? Yada, yada, yada. Here's the thing, though. Ryan Clark, you would think, right? And I like Ryan Clark. I think he's a good analyst. I loved him when he played for Pittsburgh. I will still go back and watch his hit on Wes Welker when Wes Welker was playing with the Patriots. If you haven't seen that, or if you just want to watch it again and just take some satisfaction of watching a New England Patriot player get lit up, just go to YouTube and type in Ryan Clark hit Wes Welker, and it is fantastic. But here's the thing. Here's the problem with that turd nugget, Ryan Clark. He didn't do his homework, for one thing. He didn't do his homework because if he had, he would have known that Sean Davis is done. They put him on the injured reserve list. He's out. He is not playing anymore. They needed help at the safety position. Who are they going to put there? That Cam Kelly or Kelly Cameron or whatever that guy's name is? Who are they going to put there? Mike Hilton? He can't play safety. They don't have another one. So if you've got the opportunity to get a player as versatile and as awesome as Minkah Fitzpatrick in this spot, yes, you give up a first-round pick for him, and you go get him. because they needed help there. That was one thing. Two, it should say something to him. I mean, why is he questioning it, saying, are they sure that Mason Rudolph's that guy? Are they sure Big Ben's coming back next year? That's what they're saying when they give up the pick for Minkah Fitzpatrick. That's what they're saying. So, yes, they're sure of it. Now, could they be wrong? Yes. I don't think they're going to be wrong, but they could be wrong. So why is he even doing that? I hate the TV drama. They're trying to tell us, like, hey, you guys don't know enough about this because you're just sitting there watching us on TV. I don't watch them on TV, but that's what they're thinking. You're just sitting there watching us. We're on TV. We're the experts. We know these things. Like, we can't reason it ourselves that this is what the declaration the Steelers are making is, yes, we're riding with Mason Rudolph. Yes, we believe Big Ben will be back next year. And even if he's not, Mason Rudolph is our guy, and we will take Minkah Fitzpatrick. Maybe they package up Terrell Edmonds when when Sean Davis comes back. Maybe they package up Sean Davis. Maybe they don't. Maybe they move Minkah Fitzpatrick to corner. Maybe they have him playing some linebacker even. He did that a little bit. He is a very versatile player. So, yes. Yes, they're making those statements. That's what I just don't get. I hate the TV drama. Even during the preseason, that moron, Chris Collinsworth, I was watching one of the Steelers preseason games. Oh, and let me say this as a side note. Every time the Steelers do really well in the preseason, they have a terrible regular season. I don't know why, but that's just the case. We can see it happening now. But anyways, back to my point. Chris Collinsworth was saying, he kept making this whole scenario up about this battle between Josh Dobbs and Mason Rudolph and who's going to get the backup position because Rudolph can throw the ball, but Dobbs is a runner and blah, blah, blah. And oh man, it's just, Mike Tomlin is so impressed with Josh Dobbs' running ability, and that's something Mason Rudolph doesn't have, and blah, 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 blah. He just kept going on and on and on. But anybody with a brain and with eyes, which hopefully is everybody, but some people maybe not. Who knows? Who cares? Anyways, anybody that was watching the Steelers at all during the preseason saw that Mason Rudolph completely outplayed Josh Dobbs. Mason Rudolph looked like a starter. Josh Dobbs looked like a backup to a backup, which is what he is. Now he's in Jacksonville. I don't care if he gets any playing time. He's really not that good. So I don't care. He's not with the Steelers. It doesn't matter to me. Maybe that's a surprise to you. I just thought about that. The Jacksonville Jaguars, that they're terrible. But anyways. Chris Collinsworth was trying to make this whole thing like, oh man, there's this battle between Rudolph and Dobbs and it's coming down to the wire, blah, blah, blah. And then the Steelers come out and say, yeah, Dobbs gone. Rudolph, you're the guy. It was easy. It was an easy decision because he is head and shoulders above Josh Dobbs. Now that brings me to the next thing I want to talk about, which is, man, can I just say, don't jump to conclusions. Don't jump to conclusions. Now, this happens all the time in the media. I hate it so much because one thing happens, one game happens, two games. It reminds me of Broncos fans. Broncos fans in the preseason, the Broncos can win a preseason game and they are all saying, oh man, this is our year. We're Super Bowl bound. Elway brought in Flacco, blah, blah, blah. We're going to win the Super Bowl. We're so good. All this junk. Not true at all, right? And everybody knows that the Broncos are horrible this year. But anyways, the media reminds me of Broncos fans in this way. One game happens and they start saying, oh, look at how great so-and-so is, or look at how great this is, and they just blow it out of proportion. Anyways, in saying that, today on one of the Facebook pages, I don't remember which one of the NFL pages, they posted this meme, and it had Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, and Dak Prescott on it. And it said, Mahomes, Jackson, and Prescott are taking over the NFL, whether you're ready for it or not, or whether you like it or not, or something like that. And I'm looking at that thinking, okay, for one, you put Dak Prescott and Lamar Jackson in the same category with Patrick Mahomes. Now, do they belong there? Time will tell. I wouldn't put him there. I wouldn't put him there one bit. You hear my stupid dogs barking? Yeah. Okay. Anyways, I wouldn't put him there with Mahomes at all. But they do. They put him there, and then they say they're taking over the NFL after two games, after 2 weeks of football. And who has Lamar Jackson played? He played the Dolphins and somebody else terrible. Yes, he's thrown the ball. Yes, he's thrown a lot of touchdowns in those two games, but he's played horrible teams. Wait till he plays somebody good. Wait till he plays New England. Wait till he plays even somebody like the Chicago Bears with their defense, or the Dallas Cowboys with their defense. Wait till he plays somebody like that, or Seattle, or somebody else. Wait till you see the fruit. You can't just crown these guys because you want them to be good. They want Lamar Jackson to be good. They want Lamar Jackson to be able to throw the ball because that was his big knock coming out of college and all this stuff. I don't know. I would put Josh Allen up there before Lamar Jackson. Maybe I'm wrong on that. Let me know. But I would. But I hate that. After two games, they put Mahomes, which we know Mahomes is a stud. There's no doubt about it, right? I think everybody can agree Patrick Mahomes is a stud. You saw what he did to the Raiders this last week. Raiders up 10-0. I'm watching the game. I'm thinking, man, maybe the Raiders aren't that bad. You know, maybe they're actually going to be good this year. I switch it. I go back to the game a few minutes later, and it's 28-10. And Mahomes threw 4 touchdowns in that quarter. So Mahomes is a stud. There's no doubt about it. He is a stud. Dak Prescott looks really good right now. I don't know how he's going to be. Might be good for my brother's sake and my dad's sake. I hope he's good. Lamar Jackson, I don't know. I just don't buy it, and I hope he's bad. I hope he's terrible. I hope these two games, I mean, you still got to make the throws, right? You still got to make the reads. That's what I've always said. And I said that about Mason Rudolph, because everyone kept saying, well, he played at the Big 12, which is not known for defense. They always have high offenses and terrible defense. And yes, that's true. He did do that, but he still made the reads. He still made the throws, and he looked like a stud. So maybe that's the same thing with Lamar Jackson. Maybe he is good. But why after two games do we say they're taking over the NFL? I don't get that. This is what I'm saying. You let Lamar Jackson, instead of crowning him king already, you let Lamar Jackson play the Patriots. You let Lamar Jackson play the Dallas Cowboys. You let Lamar Jackson play the Chicago Bears. Let that be the dew on the fleece, buddy. Let that be the dew on the fleece. And then if he tears them up and the Ravens are just on top of the NFL and he is a monster of a quarterback, then yes, say, okay, he's taken over the NFL. But until that time, don't do it. Why do they do it? Why does the media do that to us all the time? They act like we can't make up our own minds. They act like we're too stupid to see and too stupid to think and too stupid to make up our own minds about it, and that we actually know something. But this is what I've told you guys from the beginning. When I first started this podcast, this is what I'm telling you now. Trust yourself. What you see with your eyes on the field, trust that that is true. Unless you are dumb, blind, or willfully ignorant, trust yourself. That what you see these players do is what they can do, and no more and no less. I mean, obviously they can do less if they break their leg or whatnot, you know. But you know what I'm saying. Trust yourself that you see these guys and you can rationalize. I mean, just think, you see Chris Collinsworth out there, and he's analyzed a lot of football games, and he's played in professional football games, but he's watching the same game as you. What separates you from thinking what you see is reality compared to what he sees? Yet he's going to tell you that Josh Dobbs and Mason Rudolph, like, it's a toss-up. what they're doing, and you know it's the media driving this, don't make these definitive statements and blah, 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 unless it's Lamar Jackson, Dak Prescott, and Patrick Mahomes are taking over the NFL. Make that for whatever reason after 2 weeks. But they don't want you to come down hard in certain areas like this. And what they do is they make people like, and I'm no fan of Chris Collinsworth, but they make him look like an idiot because they don't want him making these statements like, oh man, Mason Rudolph is way better than Josh Dobbs. He should get this, position and Josh Dobbs should not. You look at those sort of things or even leaving Josh Allen out of this. Why didn't they say Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Dak Prescott, and Josh Allen are taking over the NFL? That's some food for thought. Give me your answer as to why you think that would be the case. But not including Josh Allen, they make themselves look like idiots. Like we can't see that Josh Allen deserves to be there in the talks with the top young quarterbacks in the league. Baker Mayfield. Why isn't he there with those guys? I'll leave that to you to decide. We report, you decide. Or I report and you decide. Or I just stir up some conversation and some thoughts in your head and then let you decide and you can tell me. Juju better start playing like a number one. I said at the beginning that I think he's going to be better and produce more than Antonio Brown. So far that hasn't happened. I hope it does. I hope it's coming. We shall see, because Juju's got all the physical attributes and the ability. And maybe with this rejuvenation of Mason Rudolph that I'm hoping is there, maybe then Juju will start to produce. Dante Moncrief should not have a job in the NFL. Pittsburgh dad, that guy, he does some funny things. Look him up. But he said quarterbacks should have statistics for drop passes, interceptions, and Moncrief balls. So, Dante Moncrief is terrible. So, anyways, he's dropped a lot of passes and gave Mason Rudolph his first interception because he doesn't know how to catch the ball. You would think an NFL receiver would know how to catch the ball. I would assume that, but no, he doesn't. All right, guys, that's it, man. That's all I had. I just wanted to get some things off my chest, talk a little bit about Ryan Clark and Minka Fitzpatrick. I'm glad that the Steelers very much clarified when they said Fitzpatrick to the Dolphins, they didn't say Ryan Fitzpatrick, they said Minka, because that would have been horrible. Anyways, sorry it's been so long, guys. I've been super, super busy. My wife had our eighth child, and I am so busy right now. But I got a few moments I wanted to share with you all some of my thoughts. Please, please, please let me know what you think. Give me some of your thoughts on some of these questions I posed in this episode. That would be interesting to hear some thoughts. You guys are smart. I have four listeners to this program, but you are the four smartest people on planet Earth because you listen to it. So, all right, guys. Hey, I hope this was entertaining for you. I hope that you enjoyed it. And I hope that I can do another one soon. May God bless you. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. The Lord shall